Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn about a new shape, the hexagon. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And I'll write my name. Write neatly, no sloppy slops. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. Now, if you look at the top of your paper, you're going to see a picture with a man. And I don't know, my eyes went right to the cookies. And we're going to be looking for shapes called hexagons. Now, a hexagon shape has six sides. Yeah. There are six sides, so start looking and see if you can find something that has six sides, and they're all connected. Yeah, let's look at the cookies. The cookies are in a jar, a cookie jar, with six sides. So let's color the cookies inside there brown. Let's make them chocolate chip. Go ahead, color each cookie brown. And then we will look at the cookie jar. So go ahead and color those two chocolate chip cookies brown. Take three more seconds. Three, two, one. Put down your brown crayon and let's touch the sides of this hexagon of the cookie jar. Touch the top. That's one. Go down two. Go down again three. Now we're on the bottom of the cookie jar, makes four, go back up the side, five, and then go back up to the top, six. That's a hexagon when it has six sides like that. Let's color the entire cookie jar, all around the cookie and the lid, the whole cookie jar, let's color it yellow. Go ahead, the lid, the knob, and the entire inside part of the cookie jar, yellow. So a hexagon has six sides. We're going to call this a regular hexagon. It's just regular. That's because all of the sides are equal. Each side is the same length as another side. So it's just regular. We're just going to talk about regular hexagons today. And regular hexagons have six equal sides. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Okay, we know what a hexagon is. Start looking for one. See if you can find one. Yeah. Ooh, this man is not dusting. He has spider webs and cobwebs everywhere. Ooh. Look at the tiny small cobweb up above, or spider web, up above the cookie jar. See that one? Let's color that one gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, use your pencil. That's what I'm going to use. So color in that cobweb. That cobweb or spider web has six sides also. It's tilted a little. It's turned to the side, but it has one, two, three, four, five, six. I just counted all the sides. Okay, now two more seconds. Two, one. Put down your pencil or your gray crayon, whichever one you use. Look at the spider web on the table where the cookie jars are. The cookie jar is where the cookie jar is. See that table? There's a spider web on it, on the floor, kind of. Let's color that one red. Find a red crayon. Any kind of red will do. And let's color that one. That's a hexagon shape, too. It has six sides, and the sides are equal because it's a regular hexagon. When we talk about a hexagon having six sides, we're saying that's an attribute. Fancy word of a hexagon. Two more seconds. Two. One. Put down that red crayon. Do you see that big spider web over on the dresser? What is this guy doing? Is he going to clean them up or what? Let's color that one blue Any kind of blue will work. I'm going to use my blue green crayon. Let's color that spider web. There's a hexagon in the middle of that one and all of them too. It's like lots of hexagons inside of each other. So an attribute is a fancy word to say, hey, what's special about a hexagon? So then you can say, well, the first attribute is a hexagon, a regular hexagon, has six equal sides. Yep. They can be any color and any size. This one's a big one, right? All right, take three more seconds. Three, two, one. Put down your blue crayon. Let's look for something else that has a hexagon shape. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? There's so many. Do you see the goldfish bowls? I guess they're goldfish. I don't know. The goldfish bowls are hexagon shaped. There's two of them. Let's color the fish in the big one. See, the big hexagon goldfish bowl. See it? It's bigger than the other one. Let's color the big one. The fish inside there, orange. Find your orange crayon. And let's color the fish inside the big hexagon, orange. And then put an orange lid on the big hexagon goldfish bowl also. The lid, the top part, one of the sides. Okay, put down your orange crayon in two, one. Let's fill that water up with your blue crayon. We're still in the big goldfish bowl. Go around the fish and color the water blue. I'm using my blue green again. It's a little bit sharper than my other one, my regular blue. So another attribute of a hexagon is it has corners where all the sides are meeting and connecting to a corner. We're going to count those corners. Take two more seconds for your blue water. Two, one. All right, boys and girls, touch the lid of that big hexagon. That's the first side, right? That top, one, go down, two, go down, three, go across the bottom, four, go back up, five, and then touch the top, six. Now, the corners are where the sides meet. So we have two at the top, one, two, two on the sides across from each other, three, four, and two on the bottom, five, six. Six sides, six corners. Let's work on the smaller hexagon goldfish bowl. Let's make the fish inside of that smaller hexagon goldfish bowl purple. Find a purple crayon. Color that fish purple. And then you can color the lid of this goldfish bowl purple too. We'll make it match. So a hexagon has six equal sides and six corners. When you're finished with your purple lid and your purple fish, let's color the water blue. So, yep, hexagons have six sides. Regular hexagons have six equal sides. And they have six corners. Can a hexagon be big? Why, yes, it can. How about small? Yes, it can. Take two more seconds. Two. One, put down all your crayons. Let's look for another hexagon shape in our picture. Look at the guy that's not cleaning his house. Do you see his tie? Look at the middle of his tie. Is that a hexagon shape? Does it have six sides? One, two, three, four, five, six. Yep. Six corners? One, two, three, four, five. Yep. Let's color his tie green. Find a green crayon, any kind of green will do. Color his tie green. He's got a knot in his tie that is a hexagon shape. Hexagon shape. All right, so I've got a green tie on Mr. Messy. He's Mr. Messy. He needs to clean up his cobwebs and spiderwebs and whatever else. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Do you see anything else in our picture that has a hexagon shape? Mm-hmm. You see the pencils? Yep. They don't have erasers on them, so we can see how it's shaped at the end. It's got how many sides at the end of each pencil? Six. One, two, three, four, five, six, which means it has six corners, too. Let's color those pencils yellow and brown. You decide how you want it to look. I'm going to do brown on the top where the point is, and I'm going to do brown on the bottom where the hexagon shape is, and then I'm going to put yellow in the middle. But you can do it however you want. Just make sure each pencil has some yellow and some brown. We're going to do both pencils right now. So I'm doing a brown hexagon shape at the end and a brown point at the top. And then I'm doing yellow in the middle. But you can do it however you like. Just make sure it's yellow and brown. You can make a pattern if you wanted. You decide. All right. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Time's up. All right. We have one more hexagon shape in our picture. Do you see it? Yep. It's the recycling bin next to the man. It's got arrows on the hexagon shape. Do you see the arrows? That means recycle. It's good for the environment. So let's color that hexagon shape where there's arrows. Let's color the arrows green. Color the arrows green. Do your best. My green isn't that sharp, so it's hard to stay in the lines, but it's okay. Life goes on. All right, so I've got green arrows, and then let's do a yellow background around the arrows. We're not going to color the whole thing. Just the hexagon shape, the six-sided, six-corner shape around the arrows. But we're not going to color the whole bin. Not today. Maybe at the end, if you have extra time, you can. All right, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, pick up your pencil. On the very first line under your picture, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 hexagon shapes. They're all the same size, but hexagons can be any size, right? Big or teeny tiny. Let's trace the first one. Start at the top, go across, down, down, across the bottom, back up, and then back up to the beginning. Scoot over, do it again. Go across the top, down, down, across the bottom, back up, and then back up to the beginning. Scoot over, do it again. Go across, down, do it neatly, down, across the bottom, go back up, and then up to the top. Last one, scoot over, go across the top, down, down, across the bottom, back up, and up. All right, there's extra space. That's because I want you to try to draw your own hexagon. I want you to make 2. They can be big or small, but I want you to make 2 on your own. Go across the top, down, down, across the bottom, back up to the top, and back up to the start. Boys and girls, just do your best. You don't have to keep erasing. We're going to make 2. Cross, down, back in, across the bottom, back up to the beginning. Do your best. It is okay. Don't keep erasing and starting over. Then you can put your pencil down in 3, 2, 1. All right. Find your red crayon. There are a bunch of shapes going across the middle. See them? There's a bunch of different shapes. We're looking for the hexagons, and I want you to color the hexagons red. So be careful. Make sure that they have how many sides? Yep, you need 6 sides. How many corners? 6. They can be big or small, but look for all 4 hexagons. There's a little one. Don't skip it. And then be careful, because there's a shape on here that's a pentagon, but it only has 5 sides. You don't want to color that one. If you accidentally color it, it's okay. Just cross it out with your crayon. Just put an X through it. That's all right. But we're looking for the hexagons. They have 6 sides and 6 corners. Okay, you should have 4 red hexagons. 4 red hexagons. 3 more seconds. 3, 2, Okay, come down to the bottom where there's a pot holder that keeps your hands from getting burned if you take something out of the oven, and a road sign with arrows on it. Which one is the hexagon, the pot holder, or the road sign? Yeah, the pot holder. Let's color the pot holder purple. Find a purple crayon and color that pot holder purple. Yep. It keeps your hands from getting burned. So there's a pot holder. We're coloring it purple. It's a hexagon. Regular hexagon has equal sides. All the sides are the same length. Screw it over. Now we've got a necklace and a button. Which one is the hexagon, the necklace or the button? Yeah, the necklace. We're going to color the jewel, just the jewel. Let's color the jewel yellow on the necklace, the hexagon shape. Six sides, six corners. And then scoot over. Now we have a sandwich and some honeycomb. Which one is the hexagon, the sandwich or the honeycomb? Yeah, the honeycomb. Let's color the honeycomb yellow. All of it yellow. There's a lot of hexagons in this honeycomb. They all have how many sides? How many corners? The sides are all equal because they're regular hexagons. They can be big or small. Boys and girls, you did it! So did I. We are incredible. We are hexagon experts. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.